Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Dave has logged himself out of the story.
No, I haven't.
I'm Dave's forgotten his password again.
It's all fine.
It's Evangelion 69.
Threes instead of E's.
Make 100 mistakes and make 100 more. But don't worry, because that's what time travel's for. You can always go back and try again. If you go back and kill your friends, you can always go back. It makes you feel so good. You can always go back.
6 simple minutes. All the time it takes for the Iron Engine, that infernal train of hell, to make the journey from Dis to the Forgotten Realms, those lands of magic and adventure that once played host to the saga of three heroes that we call the Dragon Friends. 3 minutes have already elapsed since the train left the station, and it is picking up speed. Any second now, it will pierce the border liminal, that space between worlds, and render the Dragon Friends unconscious, which would be tactically inadvisable, since you are currently fighting for your lives. Your enemy stands before you, the engine mistress of Dis, proud, fiery, a marvel of unholy engineering, and Logan the Huge, your total druid ally who has fallen under her spell. The Dragon Friends stand arrayed, proud, Bobby Pancakes, halfling rogue, tall and majestic Filch, half-orc barbarian, slightly weird business associate, possibly human, Warlock Michael Hing, aka Friezo.
Huh? I was lining up my dice, Dave.
And the battle commences as Logan, with a faraway glassy look in his eyes, lurches towards you. Logan, you have the first action.
Ooh, how close am I to these dum-dums?
There is so little space here in the engine cabin. Most of it dominated by a giant furnace. You're about 5 feet away.
Okay, well, I'm going to do a big slap with my Skyblinder staff.
Who are you attacking?
You, Michael Hing.
Oh, damn it!
Make an attack for me, please.
That's a 15. 15 plus 6.
Plus 4, that'll hit.
21 will hit. Damage?
Yep.
I'm talking a hot 5.
All right, so Logan lurches towards you, a faraway look in his eyes, and smashes you in the side of your head with his powerful totemic staff. You take 5 points of damage. You have a chance to react because you're up next.
Ooh, well, I'll attack you. Oh. Fucking loser.
This is quite a bit of drama we've got going in the first few hits.
What's your armor class? The essence of drama.
I'm a big turtle, so
what's
probably...
What's your armor class?
Is he allowed to ask that before? I don't like being against
I don't
Michael
like
King.
Him asking that, yeah. No.
It also strongly suggests to me that he has some dice that he can control.
That's not a regulation dice. What is that?
That's the one we got from D&D.
All right, okay.
This is the special sparkly one. I bought it because it's the end of the season.
I'm so suspicious if you're bringing in a special dice.
This is from our special.
You're not allowed
America.
To use it. Simon no. gets to use the dice.
There you go.
Yes. Do you bring loaded D&D dice?
Yes. No.
19 is my
19. All right. I will attack you with my strongest thing, which is an Eldritch Blast.
Cool. Yep.
That's a 16 plus 9.
So
is
that's going to hit.
24. So that's 1d10.
Yay, I get to play another character soon.
That is 20 damage.
What?
It's two 10s. Look at that.
It's all right. I'm a giant turtle.
That's a 10 and a 1. Just
no,
so you
that's
know.
A 0.
No, what you're doing there. Oh, no, it is. I'm sorry. Yeah, that is.
Well, 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 Dave.
You say 20?
Looks like I've loaded all the dice.
Yeah.
That is 20 damage.
Do anything less would be sloppy.
Okay, Friezo attacks you with a huge blast. That is going to be enough to trigger for you one more wisdom save if you can try to beat the engine mistress's thrall spell. Oh.
I want you to know that if you break out of this spell, you have me to thank.
Oh, I don't know about that. What do I got to get?
You need to beat a
21.
A 21, all right. Your eyes snap and you're back. Logan is back with us.
Hey! This is the most beautiful 10 seconds of my life. Take me back. I want to go back. Please, please.
I will say you probably lost the most efficient amount of hit points in that time possible, but you are back and it's the engine mistress's go.
Okay, she's going to use Fire Ray.
Oh, great. All right.
Yeah, I guess. Hold on a second. Fire range spell attack. One target. Okay. What?
That's right. So you're going to need to make a spell attack for me right now. Who are you going to attack?
I don't know. Is there anyone who feels like... like they stick out to me.
Well, you just saw.
Oh, that's like. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Because you were hurting. Oh, you were hurting my boy. All right. Well, yes, I'm gonna aim for.
You're gonna cast it, right? So yeah. The engine mistress comes forward. Her eyes flicker with fire in her beautiful Victorian high-back dress. The mechanical sort of cogs and beautiful unholy mechanics of her face realign themselves, and a bolt of fire bursts towards you, Freezer. Make a spell attack for me.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. It's a 4.
It's a 4!
Plus, where is my spell?
A 4, it's going to only be plus 6, so that's a 10. So
okay.
The fire looks like it fucking fizzles like an idiot.
You're taunting her. You're taunting the engine mistress of Dis.
Well, she was trying to kill me, though.
You feel pretty good that she missed?
Of course!
Okay, you're multi-attack, don't forget. Yeah. So you have 2 more attacks.
Yeah, I'm going to go again. I'm going to use fire.
You're a dog, Jay.
Come on, fire.
Roll quickly. You can roll them both at the same time.
12 plus 6?
Yeah, that's 18. We'll
18.
Hit her one more.
Oh, again?
Yes.
Oh.
She has 3 attacks.
She has 3 attacks, that's right. She's a high-ranking Cambion of the second circle of hell.
The other one is 13. 13,
right.
That's your own dice, too.
Damn it!
One of them hits, Hing, and you take another 9 points of damage. What do you want?
9 damage? That's too many.
And the
you
next
got me for 20, like, 10 seconds ago.
Shut up.
Filge, you're currently raging, is that correct?
Yes, of course.
What are you angry about? Do you remember?
No.
Well, pick something new.
Oh, I'm angry at the fact that that train is attacking us. And I'm angry about our impending death.
That's fair enough. Okay, then your death is impending, remember, because,
yes,
as I said, it was only 3 minutes. It's about 2.5 minutes now until you all pass out unconscious, and then she can basically do what she will with you. So,
and what form is this? Is the mistress in?
She's currently in her mistress configuration, not her engine configuration.
Cool.
So, like a high-backed Victorian dress, powerful, imperious, robotic-looking woman.
All right, I'm going to chop off her legs. Can't chop off legs when she's a train, Dave.
All right.
No.
With again, my thunder's
weight. So you're going to use a hammer to chop off her legs.
Well, you know, when you've got a hammer, everything's a nail. okay, so...
That one misses. That one will
that one
succeed.
Hits. Goody, goody. And that is a... 14
points. 14 points of damage.
To her legs.
Yes, to her legs. She stumbles backwards and bumps up against the furnace, the door swinging open. And as fire seems to lick out from the wounds inside her dress, the cracks that are beginning to appear, fire, so too does fire sympathetically burst out from the engine, some of it bursting onto the control panel of the train, and there is a sickening lurch as the train picks up speed, accelerating. It seems that something is going truly wrong, but Bobby Pancakes, you're up next.
Okay, quick question. Can I do magic when I'm a werewolf?
Yes, no, you'll have to turn back. Oh, you know what? Actually, you can, because you can... Yes, of course you can.
Okay, I'm going to cast Dissonant Whispers on Montaigne, which is she has to do a wisdom saving throw, and if she fails, she gets 3d6 psychic damage.
Okay, roll a 12 or higher for me, Montaigne.
Oh, no.
So what does it do exactly?
I rolled an 18.
An 18. Oh. Secret whispers from Bobby's time with the Wolfen seem to have no effect on this powerful demon of hell.
Wait, what did he whisper?
Stop it.
Impossible to understand why it had no effect, and yet it doesn't. But Logan, you are up now, and you are again a free agent.
Oh, does Absorb Element do anything to the fire leaking out of her leg?
When you get attacked by fire, you can spit it back out if you want. So you want to cast that?
You've recently been attacked by an Eldritch Blast, so you can probably fire that out at someone who isn't me, ideally.
Yeah.
But you haven't cast it yet.
I didn't cast it before. Oh, she's not, the train mistress isn't really slapping us with fire, though, is she?
She just fire rate two times. Quite a lot of fire.
Sorry, I just got a cool app that tells me all the dice and stuff, so I've been investigating it. Yeah, okay, I'll cast that on myself, please, Dave.
All right, you're going to cast Absorb Elements on yourself. That's your action. Do you want to use your movement?
Yeah, I run around.
Okay, Logan starts running around. As you
can bump. I say, hey, I'm free, Org. Come get some, you big silly metal...
It is actually probably important to very, very clearly signpost that you are no longer a mortal enemy of Friezo. I think that that's probably fair. So you just start running around.
Who's not? Oh, yes.
I do. I start spinning on my shell going, come hit me, you stupid metal.
Very curious to see, actually, who Frieza is going to attack next, because, of course, you are up.
Well, what are my options? It's just Mistress, right?
Well, yes, that is your
enemy. I mean, I could attack. Do you want to attack Tom?
No, I don't. But I'm just... What would Frieza do?
The objective is to survive the train.
Why do I always feel when your voice goes like that you're walking into your memory palace?
Well, Dave, that's how my memory palace is filled with my objectives. Now I will. I have a thing called the Scroll of the Tarrasque, right?
Yep.
Which I got several seasons ago in the Twitch stream, and I've forgotten about. But apparently, if I use it, it sort of drops a big demon into this place.
You were warned, it's 1,000 years ago, in the time of the Netheril, that there was a spell that summoned, yes, a greater demon, a sort of cryptid, what do you call it?
Godzilla?
A Godzilla is probably fair.
A kaiju?
A kaiju. You were told that it was a terrible spell, the stuff of nightmares. You were begged never to use it and to return it to its rightful inventor and owner. But you have held onto it now for two years. And if you want to read those sacred words, you can summon the Tarrasque inside. And I cannot stress this enough, the cramped engine quarters of a moving train.
And we're in this whole mess because of the demon that you released last time.
Nah, I reckon
you don't listen to anyone. This is up to you. What does Frieza do?
Do you have much plot to go in the rest of the finale, Dave? Like, what's your vibe?
We could call it early. I mean.
As the fight rages all around him, as Logan spins with fury, as the engine mistress fires bolts of fire backwards and forwards, scrambling inside a pouch, an old tattered scroll is withdrawn by Frieza, who, as the train lurches forward, struggles to read all Larossian runes. Make an intelligence check for me.
Oh, that's an 18 plus intelligence, so that's 20.
And all of you get the sense that something is very wrong, as a single point of blackness, blacker than the night, blacker than nothing, blacker than antimatter, bursts open from the center of the furnace. And inside that blackness, as it grows, you would swear to yourselves that you would see from immeasurable distance an old and ancient eye looking back at you. All of you suddenly feel a great sense of dread, but none of you more so than the immortal being that you were fighting, one who did not truly believe that anything could test her, as she recognizes that for the first time in 6,000 years, she is in mortal and permanent peril. What do you want to do with your action?
Run around.
I'm gonna desperately shoot an arrow from my Hellfire Oath Bow at the eye.
All right, you're gonna use your main weapon. Yep, which you haven't had a chance to use yet. Make an attack.
Oh yeah.
Three attacks. In fact, you can loose off three arrows.
Well, that's one. That's a 13. And that's a 6.
All right, unfortunately, the one means that as you spin around panicking, your hand, there's a clatter of metal and a small sheath opens up inside your wrist and out emerges a beautiful old iron crossbow. And you aim it, but your hands are shaking now as suddenly you feel and you realize that you are in terror, and it clatters to the ground and falls at the feet of the dragon friends as you back away, and then suddenly there is a snaking tendril as the circle, which is growing and growing and growing, a tendril shoots out of it, wraps itself around the midsection of the engine mistress of Dis, High Cambion of the Circle of the Iron City. And for just before you are pulled into that circle, you look at Frieza and you have a chance, if you want, to say one line.
I'm just going to say exactly what Ben's just whispered in
something
my ear.
Something real cool. Something real pithy that you'll be remembered
exactly.
For ages.
Fuck a sucker ding dong!
And there is a rip between worlds as the iron engine is derailed by a colossal force, meaning an immovable object, an unstoppable power that pulls the engine of Mistress of Dis into a world where you do not know, in through a rift in time and space, broken by a spell that should never have been made, written an age ago by a wizard who should never have been a wizard, by a wildling mage. And as she falls away and disappears and makes some noise for Montaigne, whose character unfortunately is already at an end today because the engine of Mistress has been defeated.
Thank you!
And place is a much greater peril. Half of the cabin is already now destroyed as more tendrils begin.
Is it coming out or is it?
Yes, it's coming out now. The Tarrasque, the scroll of this of summoning a Tarrasque, has summoned a Tarrasque, and it is slowly pulling its way out of the. It's the abyssal space in which it was into the world that you occupy. As the
Crucially, Dave, how much time has passed? How close are we to the wall between worlds?
You are about 90 seconds away.
Okay. I'm going to just hedge up. I'm going to grab everyone in my big, long werewolf arms. I've got the medallion of the ancient mistress.
Pass. Yep, the bronze thing.
And
you have the iron sign. That's right, the
iron sign. So I'm going to just like... hold them in. Everybody touch this amulet and let's see if we can ride this out, baby. Okay.
So your plan is a hug.
Oh, that's good.
And when, Ben, has that ever failed?
I got a question. This could help. When I withdraw into my shell defense, can I take everyone with me?
Ooh.
Oh, Harumi, that shell.
You want to hug everyone into your shell.
Yeah, we have everyone... established that he is as wide as the doors to a Westfield.
I think...
But how much of that is filled with turtles?
I was going to say, it's not a magical space. I think you can draw them into nothing. Your...
Wait, Tom, do you think that when turtles go into their shells, it's like a genie going into a bottle?
Yeah, there's an armchair, there's a fireplace.
Yeah, it's like the Weasleys when they go to the tournament of the Quidditch World
I
Cup.
Reckon you can get Bobby in under your shell, and I reckon if you do...
I'm a werewolf.
When Bobby's in his halfling form, but yeah. I reckon if you do, Bobby would have a terrible time.
No, weekend away. What do you think?
Question, are we bringing Hing's new friend? Sorry, are we bringing Friezo's new friend?
Are you hugging the Tarrasque as well?
No, obviously not.
All right, so you're...
pointedly okay. Leaving the Tarrasque out of this hug.
Dave, I haven't read the scroll, but do I control...
It's too late for that!
But do I control the Tarrasque
No!
Now?
Oh.
So it's not like summon greater demon.
No, what you've done is you have summoned an unthinkable horror into hell, to be fair. You've travelled 1,000 years to try and undo the risks and danger that you have put your timeline in, and you have brought a super weapon back with you, and you have activated it the moment that you got back to your own time.
So we could beat a train.
You have created a monster that you can't control. If only there was some precedent for this in literature or...
But at this moment, Bobby takes all of the dragon friends as the train begins to whine and whine. It lurches, continuing to accelerate at all times. There, the black hole of antimatter, the knot in reality, cracks and opens again. And half of the train is sucked into it as the engine cabin that you're in rips apart with the tortured rip of steel breaking apart as the dragon friends can see now in front of them what seems like a railway leading off into a cosmic chromatic horizon of
nice.
Strange and terrible eldritch beauty. The train rails just glistening off into the distance. Bobby takes Filge's hand in one claw. He takes Friezo's in the other, and then Logan weirdly...
And lowers his head gently into the top of Logan's shell.
That's right. As the dragon friends do this, they feel the brass pass around Bobby's neck begin to glow, and a bubble envelops all of you as the rest of the train is ripped away. Out of that void appears a giant bony beast, one that you will see in your nightmares for the rest of your lives, all spikes and tendons and carapace and tentacles and pain and wisdom and terror. And it is looking straight at you, Friezo, with an ancient wisdom of one who will remember you, an immortal being who will hunt you down for the rest of your time.
Yeah, join the queue.
But as they say in the Dragon Friends, not technically your problem, because the brass pass activates and it sends you back out of hell, back to the Forgotten Realms. The train disappears, the world turns to white, and the Dragon Friends, it seems, at last, are home.
And we can't, like, the portal to hell is closed?
It's closed behind you, yeah. The brass pass has, at the moment you pierced the border liminal, the old magic of the chronomancers activated, and
okay.
It sent you back to where you were meant to be.
Does that mean there's now a Godzilla in hell?
Yes.
Yeah, and Ben Jenkins is there.
Oh, nuts! It's the last thing Ben Jenkins needs.
Yeah, it's... I would say, remember that hell is not a place that is unreachable. It is not unable to reach you. For now, this is not a problem. There may be, in the future, consequences.
All Hing heard was not a problem.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
No
right?
harm, no foul. Not like any of the dragon friends are going to go to hell.
But
the things they've done.
Dave, I think now that that's happened, because you probably had a lot to get through, and actually me summoning that monster is probably quite a quick... way to sort of tie that up.
He literally, it was on rails. The story was on literal rails.
But I think you could say thank you if you'd like if you'd like to. Because that would have done for us to kill, because obviously Montaigne's character, very powerful, would have gone on for... That could have been the whole first half, but
you want me to
get through the rest of your bloody story.
I just need to... There's not many times when I am actually affronted, but you want me... You want me to thank you for playing Dungeons & Dragons in a way that you think is helping me.
We're on the same side here, Dave. We were both...
Dave, just say thank you, please.
Hing, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
For what this is going to allow me to do. I really mean that. Thank you.
All right, well, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I mean, if you just saw that written on a page without any of the menacing tone, it'd be fine.
Written in blood.
Yeah.
But for now, the dragon friends, it seems, are back. And as your eyes swim into focus, you realize that although the air seems strangely familiar and there is a tangy salt hanging suspended in it that is reminiscent of the water of Deepwater Harbour. What?
Piss.
What?
It's your piss shouldn't be salty.
All right. Well, I
should it?
Well,
I don't know.
Fuck me, I guess.
A tang that reminds you of Deepwater Harbor, suggesting that you are back in the city that is your home. There is no sky above your head. There is no distant vista that
you can
see.
Wait, there's no sky above our head?
Because you are inside.
Thank goodness.
A small storeroom. There are stone...
Dave freaks out every morning thinking the sky's gone and Shaq has to tell him that they're indoors.
That's why they have glow-in-the-dark star stickers on their ceiling.
Simple stone flagstones, old wooden beams, old wooden doors. You're in what seems to be a storeroom. There are boxes lining a wall. There is straw on the ground. The door is closed, and you seem for now to be alone. Logan, you wake up with a start because everything about the world seems very wrong.
Oh, what is this? Where are we? What's going on?
Have you ever been inside before, Logan?
No, I've been in a tent before, but this is much different.
This is not... No.
Logan.
You've time traveled. You've time traveled. This is the first time that you've traveled for...
Through time.
Yeah, through time. So this is...
I really hate to be a stickler on this, but he hasn't time traveled. He's moved forward in time.
That's time traveling.
I'm doing it right now, Dave.
he traveled 300 years in an instant.
Okay, fair enough.
You think that yeah.
Fair enough.
I think that's time travel. You've time traveled.
Look, I'm glad that we're all right, but what do you call this? I'm just... He's got his hand on the door and he's kind of opening and closing. What is it? It's like a mouth. Is this... Oh, have we been eaten? Oh my God, we've been eaten. Quick. And I get my staff out and start smashing the door.
Logan. And I hold his shoulders and I say, this not mouth, this door. This ceiling.
Wow.
These walls.
He's been inside.
No, he has.
I think he's been
canon
inside.
It's canon, Ben. He's only been in tents.
And here in the future, there are doors everywhere.
You better watch yourself around these doors. Some open in, some out, some slide, some flap.
If in doubt, just knock.
I don't know if I'm ready for this, but maybe with my friends, I can walk through doors.
I fucking hate this.
We link arms and walk through the door. Is the door open?
Yeah, the door is closed. I think I said that. So what do you want to do? The room is yours.
You really think we're back home? In our own time? Our own land?
Well, if we go outside, can we look at the stars, Dave?
Yeah, of course.
We'll find some sort of boy and ask them what day it is.
You there! What day is it?
He's just shouting that out loud to see if you can hear
it. Yeah, yell at a boy.
No boys in the room.
No boys in the room.
I go outside.
In the distance you hear, can you do it again?
You there, what day is it?
So far away, but these boys are trained to hear that. And he's like, why, sir, it's High Harvest Eve. And then he gets run over.
For sir, it's 1492 High Harvest Eve.
They have trucks in this world.
No, it was like a horse and carriage, but it just messed him up.
And the horse was going, grrr.
Yeah.
Was there a grumpy horse?
It was a grumpy horse.
Wait, what did that kid say before he got hit by a horse?
Not repeating it.
No, so 1492, which is the year, that is...
That's the regular year?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, what about these...
Is that the year before we left?
It's you've probably lost a bit of sense of time. It's...
It's pretty close.
A bit of sense of time. It's pretty close.
All right.
You did get warned by the by Marceline Val, the chronomancer that sent you here, that you would not get back exactly in the same place or the same time. And to be fair, you left in Icewind Dale in, I think, 1497 or something. It's 1492 and it seems like you're in Waterdeep.
My mum decided to come tonight for some reason. And all of this is making her regret every decision leading up to it. Yeah. Possibly even having me.
Yeah, so roughly the same place, roughly the same time.
Well, should we go and check out the castle? See what's going on over there.
What castle?
Oh, if it's still...
Stradivon
Castle. If it's still there and it hasn't been dropped into hell, then we'll know that it's...
No, because that has been dropped into hell. So we need to go... What else is in this world, Dave?
Let's just leave the room.
Let's leave the room, Dave.
All right. No, wait. Logan, you got to do it. We're all here for you, buddy. And we all massage his shoulders while he opens the door.
I take sort of three tries, but then I kind of weasel back out, and then I finally just take one step through, and I stand there for about 5 minutes. And then I take the other step, and there's a tear in my eye.
And with a great proud, summoning a vest true reserves of courage and self-pride and even, dare I say it, love, Logan opens the door.
Guys, the future's so much more beautiful than I thought it was ever going to be. A turkey for every pot.
Dave, it's a regular-sized door, right?
It's a normal door.
Because he's the size of a Westfield door.
He's going to find it very difficult to get out of the door for two reasons. One reason is that it's a quite small human-sized door.
It's not Westfield numbers.
And that makes it hard to walk through it. But the other thing is that as he opens it, this big teary face of a, let's be honest, tortle druid who is having something of a personal moment, he stares into the confused face of a young man in dark black robes holding a pile of dark black robes as he was about to indeed open the door, and it was opened in his face.
Oop. He opened the door.
He was about to open the door.
Oh, right, yep.
And he's like, oh, sorry, I didn't see you there.
That's okay, you have to wait your turn. I'm doing the door first.
Oh, no, I got a lot to do. So you guys good for robes, by the way? You guys good for robes?
Giving them out for free?
Well, I mean...
That seems to confuse him.
Giving them... I mean, it's Thai Harvest. You're meant to be here, so you need a robe.
Yeah, yeah, yes. We'll take robes.
Sorry, yeah, yeah, we'll take robes. Yeah.
Wait a minute, where are your robes?
We put them in the wash.
What? I'm sorry. You've known about High Harvest Eve for months and you decide to wash your robes now?
We had an accident, okay? I don't want to talk about it.
Oh. All of you?
We all ate some
bad clams.
Clams.
Bad clams.
Bad clams.
Oh, there's a bit of that.
Clams.
Bad clams.
You're trying to convince him that you... Spell it out for me, please.
I shed our robes. You?
I thought, no, he spilled some clams on our robes. What were you saying?
And they were bad clams.
Make for me a deception check. DC... 12.
That's a 20.
That sucks.
Is
okay.
He so convincing that he shits himself again?
All right, well,
just
guys, the meeting's starting in oh gosh, how long? 5 minutes? 10 minutes?
Yeah, any minute now.
Anybody minute now. And if you're not
and
there,
he starts throwing robes at all of you.
Oh, I don't know if I've got an ultra big one for the huskier gentleman. Throws it to you. All right, well, best of luck, and I won't tell anybody, but you better chop chop.
And he goes to leave.
Oh, by the way, you see, a kid died outside.
And just as he's about to leave, he suddenly turns as if he's remembered something. As you're all scurrying into your robes, he turns and looks back at you.
Oh, shit. Sorry, guys. Password.
Yeah.
You asked us before.
No. I did the password.
Solstice.
Excuse me?
that's what's happening right now. It's the solstice.
You want the solstice password?
Or do you want the secret password that...
For the artifices...
Hang on, I don't know. Are you...
Wait, what level are you?
What level are you?
Oh, well, I mean, look. Yes, I am doing robes right now.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's actually just because Tim got sick.
Well,
so...
Did... Ma- you don't tell anyone we told you that word, okay? Because that's for the VIP party after the High Harvest thing happens, okay? So you can't... If people will see someone of your rank in the VIP party, they'll know we told you Solstice.
Make for me a deception check.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
That's a 9.
That's a 9.
Plus deception.
Look, I don't know anything deception. About a VIP party, but I need the password for the meeting.
Yeah.
One password. I need the password. This is the password to get in, to get into the house.
Does he look armored?
No, not at all. He's a young guy.
Let's just
There's life ahead of him.
I want to make a fresh start. This is a fresh start, you know, new timeline, new us.
If we kill him now, it can't affect us because it's the present. You know, before.
No, wait, what? No, that's not how it works.
Before we're in the past, right?
No, but it affects us now.
No, but it can't have big effects because it's just now.
But we don't know where we are.
And except for later.
But that's not later. What are you talking about?
King, when you are in the present, actions still have consequences.
Yeah. But not the same.
We've done all this and you've learned nothing.
But not the same as when you're in the past. When you're in the past, I went to the teppanyaki restaurant and now no one has any dicks or something, you know?
Guys, listen, Davin Tyrrell's going to bloody hit the roof.
I need the password.
I need the password right now.
I'm going to lock
you. Oh, the password is peppercorn. That's from several seasons ago, you fucking idiot.
I'm sorry, I doubted you. That's right, the password is peppercorn.
Yeah. Fucking brief. Suck a fat one, all of you.
Now remember.
Wait, is that real?
Davin, the Grand Inquisitor is meeting with the rest of the House of the Artificers any minute now. You're needed in the Great Chamber.
Should we
apparently,
kill him anyway?
There are two very special guests at tonight's meeting that you are all to meet. And news, it seems, from Daggerford. And with that, he adjusts your robe and his own to bring it over his face. And he walks away. And congratulations, you have stopped the cultists. So, now you can escape if you want.
Sure.
What? Who was Davin Tyrrell?
He's the first guy we ever fucked up. Oh, we killed his nephew.
No, so Davin Tyrrell framed you for the death of his brother, but sure.
I mean, it's no peppercorn, but it's pretty close.
It's pretty good. So, you're all making your escape, is that right? You managed to squeeze out as well, Logan?
Yeah, I squeezed.
All of you heading out down the corridor. Are you sneaking? Are you running? How are you doing this?
You know what?
We're under the ropes, so we should just be able to be walking around. Normal style.
Yeah, we're doing Monty Python, like slapping ourselves in the faces with Bibles and walking in a...
Wonderful.
Am I big or small?
You are by now, because you've sort of gotten away from the moon, you're small again.
Okay, all right, cool.
And as all of you make your way, you see up ahead. Make perception checks for me, actually, everybody.
Not very perceptive.
8.
10.
18.
8.
All right, 18. Bobby, you suddenly notice that with their back to you is the figure of another cultist. This one obviously like with orc or ogre blood, a big brute of a cultist. And they haven't spotted you yet. They're about 20 feet away and they're looking down the corridor the other way.
Guys, just huddle. There's somebody up here, so let's just pretend we're having a chat and we're not going to talk about it. We don't show our faces and we'll just play.
Peppercorn.
Now you are, if you're trying to escape, you're going to have...
You just saying gooby garby?
Yeah, I'm doing normal talking.
If you're trying to escape, Bobby, you're going to need to go past them. The corridor passes them. So you're going to have to address them, talk with them, or otherwise deal with them.
Yep. Okay, so I'll just sort of go walk past him with a plan.
With a clam?
With a plan.
Okay, what's your plan?
If he addresses me, I'll say that his dick's out, and when he looks down, I'll run past him.
That is a plan, my friend.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Griner.
Yeah.
Simon, ooh, Simon's entire family have come tonight.
It took a lot of convincing for them to do the family reunion here tonight. But after 30 years, they're all here.
Do you know the real reason? The real reason they haven't come before, except the first year that it happened, they were at the one where Hing's character choice was to scream while he masturbated. And at interval, my mum was like, oh, I'm a bit tired. It's really good, but I'm just a bit sleepy, so we might go home.
And it's been like 6 years or whatever.
Yeah. Well,
there are still some great restaurants in Newtown open. You can still get in.
A plan in motion is a beautiful thing. As Bobby, you step forward to the cultist. As you walk, he's so distracted, he doesn't notice. You get right up to him, and you actually are able to sort of, you have to clear your throat for him to turn around. And then the figure turns and you look into the face of a powerfully built half-orc with a kind and trusting face, a face that you saw years ago of a small-time orc with big city dreams related to one other dragon, friends. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for our second guest of the evening, Tom Walker as Dilge.
Tom.
Tom, I have your character sheet here.
Oh, you stuck it back together.
I taped up.
I had to use quite a bit of tape, yeah. But for now, of course, because you're back, Dilge is alive.
How funny would it be if we killed Tom?
I was hearing you guys advance upon my back backstage, and I was like, I could have an early night.
So, Dilge, you turn, and Bobby is about to say something when you see recognition in Dilge's face, and it has to be said, a flicker of confusion.
Hey.
You gonna do the dick?
What?
He
just hugs him.
Okay, Bobby gives a little hug, which I would say is basically thigh high, but he gives you a little hug.
Oh, it's like I'm wearing one little furry boot.
do you know us?
Well, yeah, guys, you've only been gone a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby. Oh. Friezo. And Filge.
You would recognize them, Dilge, but there are changes. Bobby is now wearing a sort of tight-fitting black
He looks a lot more haunted.
Me basing this mainly on context. Friezo?
Yo.
Don't know a sensitive way to bring this up. Your race change.
What? Since when?
suspiciously soon?
How would you describe my race now?
Human.
More specific.
Actually, Dilge, are you feeling hungry at all?
Just say no.
Filge shoves Friezo in the face and gives Dilge a really big hug.
Oh, okay. So Dilge and Filge, two brother and sister, reunited after 1,000 years and after an untimely death many seasons ago, give each other a big hug.
So you just here a few seconds ago and then new disguise? Cultist robe's not good. He's grabbing his cultist robe. I thought we agreed black robe nice, but...
Hey, Dilge, remind us, what the plan?
We're going to spy on the ritual.
Yeah.
Oh.
Come on. Peppercorn this for us, Hing.
No. We're going to go spy on the ritual and fuck, this is sick because, and he whispers to Dilge.
To Filge. Her name is Filge.
Who?
I'm Filge, or do you want to whisper it to Tom?
No, Alex. To Filge, sorry.
Yeah.
Do you remember before there was the cultist and then there was a dragon and that's how how Dilge died originally.
Oh.
And then we used his body to prop open a door.
Yeah, you stole a lot of stuff from his body.
So if we do everything exactly the same as we did last time, Tom gets to go home early.
You whispering to sister while she still hugs me means you're whispering to me.
Don't worry, Dilge, we got you, buddy.
Got me what? A turtle? Ooh.
This is our friend Logan the Huge.
Okay.
Hi there.
Well, recruitment mission seems to be a success, but you all seem a bit different than...
So where did we go last time you speak to us? Where us? Yeah.
Well, you said you'd just be back in a minute. You were just doing recon.
Oh.
And as
he says this, you suddenly see a shadow fall over Dilge of a figure coming to see what is taking so long on his recon mission. And all of you look up in confusion as Filge, the half-orc, walks out of the door behind Dilge.
So I have to do that?
No, you don't, because to play that half-orc, welcome to the stage, Alex's brother from Melbourne, Rhiannon Lee.
Wait, so Tom is playing...
Tom is playing...
Alex's D&D brother.
Yes. Yeah.
And Riordan, her actual brother, is playing Alex in this reality.
It's a simple adventure, try to keep up. So
you're, oh my God.
This is Filge, level one, bangs, half-orc barbarian.
Did we fly him here?
Yep.
And do you know what? He hadn't arrived when we started the show.
This is...
If I seemed out of sorts at the beginning, I was getting a lot of text messages. But you're here now, and that's the important thing. I have a character sheet for you. You are a level one half-orc barbarian. You fight with a maul.
Right, I know what those words
You have
mean,
three
so
javelins.
Really
you have 14 armor class. You have 14 hit points. I'm going to help you do everything.
Cool.
But right now you're confused because your brother, you see, are talking to three figures that look suspiciously like your friends on this mission, but older, stranger, and more grizzled as you look up at them.
Wow, two sisters. I'm the luckiest brother in the world.
Oh, gosh. Filge.
Hey.
Hey. Orc voice.
Orc.
Yeah, back in season one.
No. How many episodes of my podcast that I have done for the last 8 years have you listened to?
I went to the superhero convention one where you did it live.
And he went to
that
PAX.
Was in 2017.
Yeah, and what a show. What a show. Since then, I mean, I've meant to, it's on the list. It's definitely on the list.
There are so many good podcasts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it's so many. Hamish Blake has a new one.
There's
out.
A new This American Life every week, you know.
And also because I literally just flew here from Melbourne, I haven't heard a single thing you guys have said.
Yeah,
tonight.
No time to listen to the podcast on the plane.
Yeah, not a good.
God
a
forbid
good
you put some headphones
that's
on.
That's Mark Maron time.
Yeah.
All right. So you understand? You're here.
That's about as much as I've got.
Yeah. And yeah, and yet. She is here.
Crazy.
What does Filge do? What does she think? What's her reaction?
She's freaking out. She's like, who is this? It's like a better looking younger version of me.
Technically, is that right?
No, I think you're the better looking younger version.
And that's she thinks the opposite of what I just said.
Oh my God. Why have you put me in this position? You thought it was bad that your family were in the audience. Yeah. Okay, all right, you piece of shit. There can only be one of us.
Right.
Me made some mistakes.
Fuck.
And me here to correct them.
Fuck.
And there can't be two me's. Me know how this works out.
Just one.
Just one me.
Filge, remember last episode or whatever, like a couple of days ago when I was like, I'm sorry, I have to kill the dragon friends? Let me kill you.
No.
If I kill you...
You
that,
have to kill
me.
No.
If you kill her, she will die.
No.
She's passed you.
This doesn't feel quite right.
She passed me.
Yeah, if you kill her, you're no longer there.
No.
Yeah, but then what? She got to kill me?
No. Well, if she does, she'll just kill herself, but later.
Someone in this cult must have whiteboard.
I'm going to go get Friezo.
And Filch knocks on the door and calls out, Friezo, and then I'm coming. Please welcome to the stage, King's fiance, Tom.
You motherfuckers.
King?
Sitting, is she sitting with us?
You want the mic?
I don't want to be rude, but we have a fucking guest. Can you get up out of your seat?
Yeah, no worries.
So the figure suddenly walks in, powerful blue skin, a strange, haunting expression of absolutely no emotion, impassive, strange, robotic, distant, unfriendly, and associate at best, a friend never, of level one warlock, Hing's character of Friezo. And I apologize about the name. Now, Hum, I know that I told you when I asked you to be on this that you weren't actually going to have to play any Dungeons & Dragons. I lied, and I'm really sorry about that.
But that's your hit points.
I don't know what that is, and I'm not going to read
babe,
that.
Babe, 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 this is so hot.
I'm going
to... All
I'm
you need to know...
throw this into the audience.
All you need to know...
She's just taken off her engagement ring.
So, Hum, all you need to know is that your adventuring friend, Filge, has brought you in to see that Dilge and Filge are currently talking to four strangely reminiscent adventurers that you don't trust because something is going weird and kooky with the timeline.
Friezo.
It's me, Friezo.
You have been listening. His classic catchphrase. This gonna seem really weird to explain, but and I also because I just said I was gonna kill you, but please listen. We time traveled. We you, obviously. We gone through some shit. We went back in time. We come back to here.
Why is that guy human?
Oh yeah, that. Well, I mean, you
gaze into your future. One day you'll be Chinese.
So
Dilge is clicking his fingers and just mouthing the words Chinese.
So is this? I have to sidebar here, just a little dungeon master to player chat. Has this yes. changed the plan at all? Seeing that you're going to have to kill yourself, played by your fiance, is this still the plan?
I'm kind of excited by the prospect of. Of murdering myself in the past, Dave.
Yeah?
There's something quite tantalising about it.
Well, but this is a sidebar, so do you want to do anything that...
I just want to know, can you tell me in the physics of this world...
Yeah.
If I kill my old self, will I die? Will Friezo die? Will Chinese Friezo die?
Why don't you...
I think we should start calling him Chinese-o just so we all have
a... We're not doing that.
Ping. It's clearer.
No,
we could... Everything Australians say sounds like a slur, but that really sounds like a slur.
Yeah. On account of how it is,
yeah.
Does anybody... Because I think this is fairly simple, but does anybody have any theories as to how this works?
Yeah, if you kill your past self... Your future self will die.
But aren't these past selves in a different timeline?
Yes.
Separate to the one that
so
we're...
You just, well, you don't know. This is all theoretical.
That's true. You don't know this.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you just do like a little like flick on the forehead or like cut a little thing there and see
or
if like you get
oh, yeah,
scar.
Cut Frisia's finger off.
No,
that's... You could just... Scar.
Yeah, why don't we chop off Dilge's finger, then future Dilge show up?
Dilge!
What's... While you were saying that, there is suddenly a click as if a lockpick has expertly picked a door just beyond in the shadows, and another figure, a very small shadow, falls on Dilge and only goes up to his midsection as another halfling rogue walks in. Played by Simon Greiner's dad! Makes a noise for Christopher Greiner!
So my mum didn't come to see me, she came to see her husband. Does he have a microphone? Or do
he does.
Share?
Ben's got yes. his microphone for him.
Reed, under your chair, there's one more microphone marked Chris.
Now,
have you ever seen a woman be disappointed as a mother and a husband in one night? Oh no, they're both nerds.
Chris, have you ever played Dungeons and Dragons before?
Nyet.
Okay. So you are playing Bobby Pancakes. Who's
oh, can I just ask Chris? I mean, you sort of saw some of the show tonight, but. Based on what...
That's an assumption.
That is,
talking
yeah.
to the microphone.
Oh, you've just been outside on your phone. But based on context clues and maybe talking to your son in the past 7 years, can you describe...
Well, there's not much of that, unfortunately. That's another assumption.
Can you describe to me what you think this show is?
It wouldn't be printable.
Okay, fantastic. Wonderful.
Good lawyer answer, Chris.
Okay, so, Chris, you were playing a halfling rogue. Everybody, we're all keeping...
Ask him if he knows what a halfling rogue is.
Do you know what... You're playing a hobbit thief, Bilbo Baggins. You're playing a Bilbo Baggins.
Ask him if he knows who Bilbo Baggins is.
Do you know who Bilbo Baggins is?
Absolutely no idea.
Okay. All right.
He has a real job.
You're playing a small magical man with a mustache. You're a small thief. You are going on adventures with the rest of your friends, and now you are face to face with a version of yourself who seems grizzled, older. He has a scar on his neck.
Much like I'm feeling now.
and dark, haunted eyes. He looks like he's seen some shit. You, as a sort of young, innocent thief on the make, are a bit freaked out.
He looks just like I always thought he would.
I look like you think you thought you would look like?
No. Like I thought you would think that I would look like when you were that old.
Fuck. Dude. Yeah.
All right, now I will ask that... Bobby and Bobby and Friezo and Friezo, can you quickly make for me perception checks?
Oh, yeah.
Hum, that's you as well. Two, that's a two. Simon?
Oh, 12 and Dad got 12 and I got a 9. All right. Wait, what is that, perception?
Dave, I got a 20.
You got a 20?
Yeah, is that good?
Oh, no, Hum.
I'm so sorry. You're good at Dungeons and Dragons.
I'll kill you. Stop looking at me.
I think you might be a natural.
Babe, let's get married tonight.
That's right. You rolled your first natural 20,
It was a maths 20.
It was a maths 20, but it means that Friezo suddenly pricks up her elf-like ears as she spins around and says, and you realize that there are footsteps of three figures coming down the corridor the way that you just arrived from. There are more people coming. You can tell the others if you want. This is information known only to you.
No. That's classic Friezo.
You're doing well. All right.
Yes and, yes and.
Do you want to do anything secretly in preparation?
I want to kill the future Friezo.
What the fuck, bro? In preparation, you want to kill future Friezo?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, you can cast Witch Bolt, I suppose.
Sure. Which dice is Witch Bolt?
The same one, roll for me a 20-sided dice. The rest of you, because Friezo has not helped you, are caught unawares, and suddenly there are the figure of three more cultists walking down the corridor. And because you're at this moment, your capes are all back in a matter of some confusion, they can see that you're not who you meant to be as they approach and address you.
I think a dice was just rolled, Dave.
Yeah, she
rolled really well, but I don't know how to help her.
We're going to come back to this.
I got that again.
But right now...
Halt, who goes there? What's going on here? You guys just gave me the password before. Now there's more of you.
Wait, that was you? Your accents changed.
I'm talking about these guys.
Oh, the not us guys.
At that moment, in the moment of confusion, Friezo whips around and casts a lethal witch bolt at Friezo.
Yeah, it's an 18. It's an 18 plus
You rolled
9,
an 18,
so.
Which hits, and you do another 14 points of damage to you. How many hit points have you got left?
About 29, I think.
All right,
now.
29 hit points. 29. As the younger Friezo, not trusting for a minute, suddenly her eyes glow purple as she starts to draw traces, runes you recognize, and a bolt of purple light hits you. You scream in pain, and the guards react to this with sudden panic.
Oh, my God! That's cuckoo bananas. we can't be doing all this. Oh, no, this stinks to high heaven to me. And he pulls a bell.
And he pulls out a bell as the other two emerge and race towards. We're going to go straight into Dungeons & Dragons combat, which with 10, I cannot stress this enough, 10 players, three of which are sharing chronological space with three other players. And the first one up is Riordan. Congratulations, you're going to be our first act. What do you want to do?
What are my options?
You have a maul. You have three javelins. You can go into a rage. You can throw something. What do you want to do?
I'd like to throw a javelin.
Great. Throwing a javelin at?
Friezo.
Okay.
What are we doing here?
All right. You're going to attack Friezo as well. Great. Make an attack roll for me.
Wait. Chinese-o or Friezo?
Yeah, your Friezo
Chinese-o,
was their Friezo.
I can say Chinese-o, right?
Yeah.
You're the only ones who can say it.
I would really prefer if you didn't. So, suddenly, Filge roars and throws a javelin. Sorry, bangs Filge, not side phase, undercut Filge. And throws a javelin, which clatters in the ground, just inches from Friezo, who gives a little undignified shriek. And the next one up is Bobby Pancakes.
Which one?
Simon.
Oh, okay. I'm going to slash one of the guards with my sword.
Mm-hmm.
And that hits for 23.
Yep.
And does... 12 damage.
12 damage. Okay, the guard shrieks and dies instantly. As you remember that these are level 1 guards, this is an adventure for a long time ago, and you are very, very powerful.
And that's how you do it.
All right, the next one up is Dilge.
Okay, Dilge is swinging a light hammer. Don't worry about Dilge.
Okay, Filge. Seems like a lot of people are attacking your friend Friezo, but also some of them are attacking the guards.
I'm going to attack a guard, I think.
the one whoever's closest to me.
Yep, one of them is a mo-
I'm going to swing at them with my maul. Yep. I roll poorly.
All right, unfortunately, that your rage has died off, so that's the end of yours. The guards go next, and one of them starts ringing a bell. You see, hear bells sounding all around as it seems like the alarm is well and truly going off all over the house of the artificer. But the other two advance. One of them's dead. So when I say the other two advance, one of them advances by falling over bleeding from the mouth, and the other one advances by stabbing Dilge.
No!
So, Dilge, you take 5 points of damage.
Okay.
And the next one up is Chris, Bobby Pancakes, the younger.
And what are my options?
You have daggers that you can throw. You can try and hide if you don't want to fight. You can...
I would like
you
to
can pull someone's
look
pants down.
Daggers.
You got to look daggers?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to intimidate. Make an intimidation check.
Roll the dice down.
Do you know?
Yeah, who are you going to intimidate? The guards that are attacking you?
No.
No? Who?
My alter ego.
Oh, okay. Bobby stares daggers at Bobby the Elder. I need you to roll this for me quickly, Chris.
Go ahead and roll that, thank bad you. Boy. That's a 9.
A 9, all right. And this is obviously an opposed roll by your wisdom saving throw. Oh. So you can just... You want me to roll it for you or you just roll it? And that's a 12. So you realize that this Bobby despises you for some reason, but you are still able to act...
Some reason?
For now. And the next person to play Dungeons & Dragons is Lawyer Hum.
No, Lawyer Hum had already had it.
Lawyer Hum, sorry. Oh, I'm getting confused. It's Friezo.
Fuck, if I kill old Hum, do I die, Dave?
We don't know yet. It's all
we don't know.
Offered you to chop off a finger, but...
Okay, well, why don't I just kill Reardon then?
Whoa.
No!
And see if Alex dies.
All right. Make
yeah,
an attack for
smart,
me.
Actually.
No, not Alex. Bobby's already died before, so how do you feel? Look.
No, don't kill anyone.
We have to kill someone to see what happens.
Just chop up a finger.
There are two guards still, one of them ringing a bell.
Fine, I'll kill the guard then, Dave. I will stab the guard with my 9 life stealing sword.
Make an attack.
That's a 15.
That will hit.
Yeah, all right. And then I think it's 2d6 damage.
They have 12 hit points.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. That's
a 6 and a 6. He's dead. Dead. All right. There's only one guard left, and Logan, you're up.
I use my thorn whip, and I whip him around the foot, and I just belt him on the ground, if right. possible.
Make an attack for me.
20.
Plus 12.
No, 9.
All right, never mind, because the next one up is Friezo the younger, Friezo the pure, Friezo the simpler, Friezo played by Hamira. Hum, what are you doing?
Who's the last guard?
Well, the last guard is played by Ben, but you are also attacking Friezo if you
what
want
What accent does that guard have?
Why don't you ask him? Why don't you talk to him? You can talk to him.
Where are you from, guy?
Well, I'm from a little town not too far from here, Daggerford. Beautiful town where the peaches are as sweet as...
I'm going to kill him.
All right. Okay. You spin around, you cast another witch bolt, new runes in the air as your eyes glow white. Make for me one more attack.
Is that the big one again?
Yep.
5
plus your spell attack is not enough, so the spell fizzles unfortunately, and the next one up is Riordan.
I would like to maul that same guard.
And charging forward with a big two-handed hammer is the figure of Filge the Younger, who races forward, and there is a splintering thud as the guard cultist flies backwards into the door, which cracks open, the last corpse destroyed, and behind that door is a figure that none of you have seen for 1,000 years for some of you, for others not since the Battle of the Shipline. It is the figure of the crime lord that rules the wicked undercity of Waterdeep, the man that was once your boss, who you saw die on a battlefield in another lifetime. It is Janos Mir, great coat in hand, a sewn up wound on his shoulder, but still very much alive as he bursts into the room.
And he takes in the room, and he takes in the carnage, and he takes in the doubles, and goes, "Well, looks like the infiltration plan shot to shit. Would any of you mind telling me what the fuck is going on?"
A simple question, in one that may be difficult to answer, for it has been 3 years in the making. The dragon friends have travelled so far further than before, 1,000 years into the past, 1,000 years into the future, through hell, through high water, all on one single mission to make it back home, make it back to where they belong. But what if your home is taken? What if you walk up to your door and find that residence is no longer permitted in a city that you once held home? What too if you find a brother that was once yours, only to find a sister that he already has? Is there a place for you anymore in these forgotten realms? Is there hope anymore? Is there a way to live in this time to find out the answers to questions such as these? Tune in to the final episode of this season of Dragon Friends. Thank you.
The cast of Dragon Friends for this month is Alex Leake, Simon Greiner, Michael Hing, Tom Cardy, Montaigne, Tom Walker, Riordan Lee, Chris Greiner, and Hum. Dave Harmon is our Dungeon Master, with NPC voices provided by Ben Jenkins and live accompaniments by Nick Harris. Shakira Khan is our producer. The podcast is edited, mixed, and mastered by me, Hugh Guest, and Dragon Friends is recorded, as always, on Gadigal land in the Eora Nation. This week's episode was made possible by contributors to the Dragon Friends Patreon, who get special early access to ad-free episodes, as well as live show recordings and exclusive content every other week. Until next time.
Make 100 mistakes and make 100 more. But don't worry, because that's what time travel's for. You can always go back
and try again.
And if you go back
and kill your friends,
you can always go back
an extra few seconds.
You can always go back.
How are you, Michael Hing?
I'm on top of the... Why are you asking? Do you know anything about me or what? I've been undergoing some tests at the hospital recently.
What?
For my lung?
How we wanted to start the show.
No.
I didn't feed you that line with that in mind. No. I thought it was going to be, I'm great, let's go.
Oh, no. I've been having some... I've got the thing called COVID or something and it's...
Wait, what?
Anyway, so they've been doing this thing where they put powder in my lungs and then they induce an asthma attack. And I've been doing it like a couple of times a month and it really sucks. But... I had to go get a lung x-ray, and then I said to the specialist, can you tell me about it? They're like, oh, you can't get back until February. I'm like, fuck this. So I got this x-ray people to send it to my mum, who's also a doctor, and was like, maybe mum can have a little crack at interpreting it, even though it's not her specialty, but, you know, lungs are lungs, you know.
Yeah, so is that what you said to her?
I was like, I don't know, lungs are lungs. She was like, I'll give it a go.
She's not a doctor, she's a vet, but... Yeah.
But she said my dad was a rabbit or something. So I sent her the picture of the thing, and then she sent me back a report that was like, here's what's going on. And I'm like, I can't fucking understand that. What's going on? And she said, this is what she texted back. You're as normal as you can be. And I don't know if she's saying, like, you're as normal as a person could be.
No, or, she didn't say
like,
that.
She's like, we've seen the charts of what you've got, Michael. And
yeah.
You're as
normal as you can be is, like, a beautiful sentiment. That's your You Are Lisa Simpson.
I believe that's a James Taylor song, isn't it? Oh.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.